From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Tea Party favorite Ken Buck has defeated former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton to win Colorado's Republican Senate primary. Buck will face Michael Bennett, President Obama's favorite, in the Colorado Democratic primary. In Connecticut, Ebong Odama of member station WSHU reports that former World Wrestling Entertainment executive Linda McMahon wins the GOP primary to fill retiring Senator Chris Dodd's seat.
McMahon's victory in the three-way race that included former Connecticut Republican Congressman Rob Simmons does not come as a surprise. She spent $21 million of her money on the primary, several times more than any candidate ever in the history of Connecticut. But in her victory speech, she told supporters it takes more than money to win in the state.
It isn't a birthright. It can't be bought. It needs to be earned. And tonight I'm humbled to have earned your support.
McMahon now faces popular Democratic State Attorney General Richard Blumenthal in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Odama in Fairfield, Connecticut.
In Minnesota, Republican Tom Emmer will face Democrat Mark Dayton in the race for governor. Meantime, a contest between former Georgia Congressman Nathan Deal and former Secretary of State Karen Handel is still too close to call. The Federal Reserve is preparing to provide additional monetary stimulus to the economy. Steve Beckner of Market News International says, although the move was not unexpected, it's drawing mixed reaction.
Till recently, the talk has been about when the Fed would start raising interest rates. With economic growth slowing, Chairman Ben Bernanke has hinted lately the Fed might do more to support recovery. But market players were taken aback when the Fed announced it will use proceeds of maturing mortgage bonds in its portfolio to buy more Treasury securities. The plan to keep the Fed's balance sheet from shrinking and hold down long-term interest rates is seen by some as a signal of alarm about the outlook. Stocks rose after the Fed announcement, but still closed down. The dollar fell while bond prices rose. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Overseas markets are reacting to the Fed's decision. Hong Kong shares are slightly lower, but stocks are down over 2.5% in Tokyo. Federal investigators are providing more information about the private plane crash that killed former Senator Ted Stevens and four others. Debbie Herzman of the National Transportation Safety Board says weather conditions were less than ideal near the crash site.
Winds were 180 at 12, gusting to 23. Visibility was 3 miles.
Investigators say the crash left a 300-foot hole in the side of a mountain located about 325 miles southwest of Anchorage. Four people survived the disaster, including former NASA chief Sean O'Keefe and his son. This is NPR News.
The former commander of Iran's elite.
Forecasters say a tropical depression threatening the Gulf of Mexico is likely to gain strength as it moves closer to BP's well-killing operation. BP says final work to permanently plug its blown-out well in the Gulf is being delayed 2 to 3 days because of the storm. Venezuela and Colombia are making an attempt to resolve their differences. The South American neighbors severed ties last month after Colombia accused Venezuela of harboring Colombian rebels. But the leaders of the two nations say they're resuming diplomatic relations after meeting Tuesday in Santa Marta. Tensions between the United States and Iran are up again, as Barry Schwad reports. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is criticizing Tehran on human rights, while a former commander in Iran has made an ominous comment about American troops. New York Congressman Charles Rangel says he's not resigning over the ethics scandal surrounding him. In a half-hour speech before his colleagues, the 80-year-old Democrat apologized for violating the House rules, but he demanded that the Ethics Committee speed up its case against him. Rangel's trial is not scheduled to begin until after the New York primary in mid-September. He is facing more than a dozen charges of violating House rules. Again, in stocks, Asian shares are mixed. Hong Kong's shares are slightly lower. Stocks are down over 2.5% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.